Chapter 5. I woke up on Sarah's sofa. At first, I did not know where I was. I had to open my eyes and look all around me. There were cushions on the sofa, and they were made of orange silk. The cushions had birds and flowers embroidered on them. The sun was coming in through the windows, and these windows had curtains that reached all the way down to the floor. They were made of orange velvet. There was a coffee table with a glass top, so thick that it looked green from the side. On the shelf underneath the tabletop, there were magazines. One was about fashion, and one was concerned with how to make the home more beautiful. I sat up and put my feet on the floor. The floor was covered with wood. If I was telling this story to the girls back home, they would be asking me, "How can a table be made of coffee? And what is this thing called velvet? And how come that woman you were staying with did not keep her wood in a pile at the side of the house like everybody else? How come she left it lying all over her floor? Was she very lazy?" And I would have to tell them, "A coffee table is not made out of coffee, and velvet is a fabric as soft as the underside of infant clouds, and the wood on Sarah's floor was not firewood. It was a Swedish engineered floor with 3-strip antique lacquer and minimum 3mm real wood veneer, certified by the Forest Stewardship Council, FSC, as being manufactured using ethical forestry practices. And I know this because I saw a floor just like it advertised in the magazine that was underneath the coffee table and which concerned beautiful homes." And the girls from back home, their eyes would go wide and they would say, "Where?" Because now they would understand that I had finally arrived in a place beyond the end of the world, a place where wood was made by machines, and they would be wondering what sorcery I survived next. Imagine how tired I would become telling my story to the girls from back home. This is the real reason why no one tells us Africans anything. It is not because anyone wants to keep my continent in ignorance. It is because nobody has the time to sit down and explain the first world from first principles. Or maybe you would like to, but you can't. Your culture has become sophisticated, like a computer, or a drug that you take for a headache. You can use it, but you cannot explain how it works. Certainly not to girls who stack up their firewood against the side of the house.